This is Mark's Almanac. A look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's July 8th. And it was on this date in 1776 that massive 2,000-pound Liberty Bell rang out proudly from its perch high atop the Pennsylvania State House in Philadelphia, a signal that a major announcement was to be made, the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. Adopted 4 days earlier, members of the Continental Congress decided to wait on ringing it until the document returned from the printer. The Liberty Bell itself already had quite a history, having been used to signal King George III's ascension to the British throne in 1761 and the American Revolution in 75. As citizens gathered promptly at noon, Colonel John Nixon read it aloud for the first time in the yard of the State House. To celebrate, the Liberty Bell rang throughout the entire day and into the night. And it was on this date in 1947, a simple press release emanating from the Roswell Army Airfield raised eyebrows. It was a report of the military recovering remains of a flying disc. Though it was quickly discounted as erroneous, it didn't stop some from speculating otherwise. The remains were discovered by rancher W.W. Mac Brazel, and the press release said, quote, "Not having phone facilities, the rancher stored the disc until such time as he was able to contact the sheriff's office." The military later determined the debris to be that of a weather balloon and subsequent equipment. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.